Focused action leads to success. It's been said time and time again by top leadership gurus and high performance coaches that if you stick to one thing long enough, big results will happen. And boy, am I a testament to that. First and foremost, I wanted to thank you for trusting me, for giving me your name and email address, and for downloading this audio action plan. I'm going to be going over 3 simple steps that you can begin implementing right away to get you focused and get you moving forward into actionable things that you can do every single day that's going to lead you to the success that you're looking for. So whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a business entrepreneur, small business owner, whether you're just thinking about maybe even quitting your job or starting something on the side, everybody needs to get focused on what they're going after. And after today's audio program, you'll have at least a pathway that's going to lead you down the road of victory to make sure that you accomplish exactly what it is you're looking for. So stay tuned. Here we go. All right, let's dive right in. I'm so excited to be bringing you this audio program. And again, it's not going to be a comprehensive, crazy, you know, curriculum. It's just going to be 3 steps that's going to give you an opportunity to evaluate what's going on in your life. It's going to give you the insight to be able to take things away that are not producing results, and will give you a pathway to start to walk down so that you could recognize if what you're doing is actually putting you on the road to success. Now, for me, I was unfocused a lot. I was like the squirrel in the nut, right? If I saw a nut, didn't matter what I was doing, I'd go after it and I'd drop everything. So for a long time, I was a jack of all trades and a master of none. I was successful, but I wasn't as successful as I knew I could have been. So I decided to get extremely focused on a few key areas in my life. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that. But I first wanted to let you know what focus is. And focus is very simple. And because it's so simple, it's simple and easy not to do it. And because we get into a mode of being busy, we think that we're focused. But if you're really honest with yourself, you got to sit back and think, okay, am I getting the results that I want? Am I actually maximizing on my full potential? Is what I'm putting my hands to, is it growing beyond my wildest dreams? And if it's not, then perhaps you're unfocused. Now, do I believe that we all have something that we can bring to the marketplace that can be ultra successful? Absolutely. I really do. I believe that every single person has a gift. The only thing that is stopping us is we're not focused and we're distracted. So let's get focused here. What is it? It's the ability and the skill set. So yes, it is a skill set. It's a habit. It's something that you have to develop and learn and put into practice on a daily basis. So let me give you an example. For me, because I was so distracted, I had to go into my life and figure out what's taking my attention from the most important thing that I'm trying to accomplish in my life. Okay, so what was that? First and foremost, this is just an example, and I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I was subscribed to about, literally guys, 40 plus emails. That means every single day that I woke up, my inbox, literally, no joke, had over 100 emails every single day with new offers, new plugins, new marketing systems, the new funnel. I mean, I was being bombarded by so much noise that I got distracted and I never got anything done because I wanted to go and play with the new toy. I wanted to go and test that new idea. So I never really harnessed in on building what I needed to build. So what I did is I completely 100% unsubscribed from every single one of them. And I told myself, is what they're offering me really that important? And is what they're offering me going to be detrimental to making my business or my brand successful? And I said, absolutely not. So what am I really missing out on? I had this notion or this story that I was telling myself that I'm going to miss out on something big and I can't miss out because if I miss out, I'm going to be left behind. That's just crazy to even think that way. So I stopped it, unsubscribed. Now when I wake up in the morning, All I have is client emails. And oh my goodness, let me tell you guys, you want to talk about freedom. I was free. I was free from so many distractions in that area of my life. Second thing that I did was I started to set up my office space a little bit more conducive to being more organized, being more clear of clutter, and that helped out as well. And then what I did, and this is huge here, I think this is the most, one of the most essential parts, is there's a technique that I learned called red light, green light, yellow light. Red light, green light, yellow light. So what I basically did is I said, I want to get A, B, and C done. So I'm going to put down everything that I want to get done on a piece of paper, everything that I do on a piece of paper. So once I put all those things down, I started to do a column called green light, red light, and yellow light. So let's start with the green light first. Green light was everything that I loved to do and I was passionate about, because I truly believe when you're passionate about something, when you're excited about something, then you're going to wake up every day and you're going to do it with 150% of your effort. If you're not excited and you're not passionate about something, then you're going to procrastinate and you're going to get unfocused. So every single thing that I had on that piece of paper that I was passionate and focused on and I love to do, I put in my green light column. Now, I started to go to my yellow light column. Now, the yellow light column is the column that I can do without. I'd rather not do it if I could. So I put all of my things in the yellow column. Now I went to my red light. And my red light are the things that I do that I absolutely hate, the things that I do that I should absolutely not be doing, and the things that I'm doing every single day that somebody else should be doing so that I can focus more on my green light things. So I put all of the things there on my red light. And now what I do is I start from my red light, yellow light, and green light, and I'm starting to delegate it out. Now, all I do is I focus on my green light stuff. Now, does that say that I don't focus on yellow and red? Absolutely not. It's going to take some time to delegate. It's going to take some time to outsource. But what I do now is I set jam sessions up, right? This is for focus. I set jam sessions up and I focus on my green light stuff. In other words, because I wrote down everything on a piece of paper and I have it now segmented into columns of importance, now it's not in my head anymore. I sort of just defragmentized my mind. I emptied it and now it's on paper. And I'm telling you, the burden gets lifted. If you can do this one simple task, I am telling you, focus is right around the corner. You're going to get there. Now I get my jam session going, 90 minutes. 90 minutes in my day, I control my calendar. My day does not control me. So I say from 9 to 11:30, I am doing green light stuff. And the green light stuff is now prioritized. What's more important to get done? And I just prioritize it and I knock it out. I get it finished. I don't worry about my yellow or my red light stuff during my jam session. I just do what I love and what I'm passionate about. Get it done. And when you do that, guys, I'm telling you, your focus goes to another level. Your focus is being able to laser target exactly what it is you want to do. And that's what I'm here to get you to really, really get down. Start to develop habits that's going to give you that focus time to be able to go into a jam session that's going to give you the results that you want. It's all about action. Now, guys, get this. When I'm telling you this, and when you have a bright idea or when you want to go after something and attack it, do it right away. Do not talk to yourself about doing it. The minute you talk to yourself about doing something, you're going to talk yourself out of it. It's really weird. I'm not a guru on why that happens, but our minds has a crazy mechanism inside of it that if you do not act right away, you'll start to convince yourself that you do not have to do it, and you'll by default go to your comfort zone, or by default, you will distract yourself and procrastinate. So if you're out there right now and you're like, man, I got to do this blog post. I got to write about these 3 steps to overcome fear. Do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. If you stop and you think about it, you will not do it. Put it into the green light jam session. 90 minutes, knock it out, go for it, just do it, start writing. Do not have a conversation with yourself. Focus. So I hope this helped out in the focus area. So here's the 3 steps now that I hope will help you to go into massive action. Because now that I've given you an idea of what being focused is, I gave you an idea of how you can actually take stuff off your head, put it on paper, use the green light, yellow light, red light sort of column organization process to be able to give you the ability to focus better on your work days. Now you know what a jam session is. It's 90 minutes of focused work now because you have everything written down. Do it. Make it happen. Do not let your life control you. You control it. Have a calendar. Put it into your daily ritual of what you do. I don't care what time it is. You can have 2 jam sessions a day. Get focused, productive work done. Do not procrastinate anymore. You got it. Now, what are 3 things that I think can either make you or break you in going into massive action? First one is you got to overcome your fears, right? Fear is the number one kidnapper, assassin, hitman of being focused and going after what we want. You know, fear of failure is one of the biggest reasons people don't take actions to go to the next level of success. So while there's many types of fears, the fear of failure is the biggest one that I think stops people from going into massive action. Because you start asking yourself the what if questions. Just like I said before, if you have an idea to write a blog, write it. Don't think about it. Because if you think about it, your mind will start to tell you and give you the answers to the questions that you're asking. So, and again, fear is not a tangible thing, right? You can't touch it. It's something that we create in our mind. So I want you to think the first thing is, yeah, fear stops you. Fear stops action. Fear is the killer of action. But get this, guys, action kills fear. So the very thing that fear stops is the very thing that can destroy it. Isn't that crazy? So it's no wonder that fear every single day does what it can in our mind to stop us from going into action, because it knows that if we go into action, fear will become less prevalent in your life. It's just an illusion that we create. We form pictures, we have images in our head that create these stories, and those stories will create a state inside of us that start to create this emotional roller coaster that more times than not gets us to stop going into forward action. So if you get anything out of this first section, remember this: fear is not real. It's an illusion. It's a story that you're telling yourself. Fear stops you from going into action. Because fear knows that action is what kills it. Go into massive action. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about failure. Failure is necessary. And the next 2 steps, or the second one, and is going to give more clarity to the first one, okay? So now that we know that fear stops action, do not let it stop you. Now the second one, this is huge. It's all about your perspective. You're going to experience challenges. You're going to experience the valleys. You're going to experience the landmines. You're going to experience the disappointments and setbacks as you pursue your goals, as you pursue your ideas. It's inevitable. But if you keep a proper perspective on what it is that you're going through, what it is that you're going to expect, it's going to get you through it, and fear is not going to have a hold of you. So once you overcome the first part that I just told you, fear, and you go into massive action, and as you go into massive action and you have the proper perspective, you're not going to stop pursuing your goals. You got to keep a positive perspective and never listen to the inner critic inside. That inner critic, that little voice, fear talking to you, that tells you, no, you're not good enough. It's there to make you doubt yourself. It's there to sabotage your efforts. It's there to stop you from pursuing your dream. But if you have a proper perspective of what's going to happen, what it's going to take, and when you prepare yourself, almost like a mini boot camp, you start telling yourself, okay, I'm going to go down this road. Perhaps finding a mentor and a coach is one of the most important things you can probably do. But let's just say right now you don't have one. Read books. Go on YouTube and watch some motivational videos. And you're going to understand that the pain that you're about to go through is necessary. It forms and fashions you to become a better person, a better businessman, a better businesswoman. It's going to create a stronger you, a better you. So when you have the proper perspective and you go pursuing your dreams and you start getting hit with the battlefield of the mind, right? When you start going through the pitfalls and the disappointments and the setbacks, you're going to be like, oh, that's supposed to happen. Okay. You're prepared now, right? You went to boot camp. It prepared you for the battle ahead. Nothing surprises you anymore. I was watching the Navy SEAL boot camp, and one of the biggest things that they talked about was when you go through it, they use live rounds. They use live explosive. They make sure that Navy SEALs experience what close combat feels like to the T. So when they enter the real life combat, they keep their composure, they don't get nervous, and they stay focused on the mission at hand. Same thing with this, guys. When you go after your dream, you got to treat it like a mission. You got to treat it like that's supposed to happen. I'm going to get through this. Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, this sucks. Yeah, this is painful. But you know what? My dreams are stronger than my fear. And when you get that down and you have the right perspective, there's no stopping you. So we got that, right? So as a review, we know what it's like to be focused. We know what focus means. We know how to get focused. Then I told you that fear is the number one thing that's going to hold you back. So get past fear. Sort of gave you a quick little rundown of what fear actually is and how to overcome it. And then we went on to perspective. Have this good perspective. Prepare yourself for the road ahead. And then the last one, which, you know, isn't profound at all, but it's just never give up. Don't give up. Never. It's not in your vocabulary. If you're listening to this, if you've been a part of our Inspire to Win podcast, if you've ever been to one of my live events, I'm telling you, my son even says it, never, ever give up. It's the most critical component of success. Never give up. If you believe in yourself, never give up. Have your why embedded in your mind. Have a consistent plan of action, right? We just talked about it. Stay focused. Write down your priorities. Create your jam sessions. Put fear in its proper place. Have the right perspective. Have an action plan every single day. And refuse, I'm telling you guys, refuse to let any kind of setbacks, disappointments, or failures stop you from reaching your goals, because you can be successful. So never, ever give up. When you feel like quitting, know that you are just 5 feet away or 3 feet away from gold that you're going after. It's amazing what happens. Most people quit 3 feet from gold. Don't quit. Have the right perspective. Put fear in its proper place. Get focused. Get organized. Put it down on a piece of paper. And don't let life run you. You run life. Guys, again, I hope this helped you out. I had fun bringing this to you. This is something that we're going to continue to do at my website, angellrivera.com. We also have my podcast. If you haven't been there, go to inspiretowin.com. You can also go to my site. Everything's interrelated and connected. Would love to hear what you think about this audio program, if it's blessed you in any way, if you like what you heard. We always love to hear from you, so you can email me at info@angellrivera.com. You can also get me on social media. Download our podcast, share it with your friends and family. Cool thing that we have coming up is I'm putting together some online curriculums that are going to blow your mind away. It's going to be action step orientated. It's going to be a lot of cool things that you're going to be able to implement in your life, in your business, in your relationships. That's going to take it to the next level. And they're going to be modules, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very affordable. It's going to be a whole online academy, and really would love to for you to be a part of it. That'll be here released in the next couple of next 30 days or so. We're looking to have that release, so keep your eyes open for that. If you're listening to this past the 30 days and it's already available, go to angellrivera.com and check it out. It's under the Work With Me section. I also do one-on-one coaching if you're excited, or if you don't have a mentor, I should say, and you're excited about getting a mentor, then please fill out the application on our website. One of my assistants will give you a call back. We do go through a little bit of a 3-step process to get our clients qualified to make sure that, you know, you're the right person to work with us, and vice versa, we're the right person to work with you. So if you're interested in coaching, I think it's number one, the best way to excel in anything that you have going on in your life. I'd be happy to talk to you about that and to hopefully welcome you to our coaching inner circle. So other than that, thank you so much for taking the time to download this audio program. Thank you so much for trusting us with your email address. And as always, without saying, we never share your email, phone number, or anything with anybody at any time. You're only going to get information about Angel Rivera, myself, or Inspire to Win and our affiliate events. We're coming up with a live event here pretty soon called Inspire to Win Live. So keep your eyes open for that. It'll be here in sunny San Diego, California. It's going to be a great event, very experiential. So if you have time to visit us in 2017, February, keep your eyes open for that, ears open. We're going to be launching that here pretty soon. But until next time, you keep living life to the fullest, and we'll see you on the other side.